as you look in your environment, whether it's your friends or in your work teams, your organizations, are the people you're surrounding yourself with wanting to see you succeed, get that spotlight, and cheer you on?
So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business, all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to The Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinette, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level.
Welcome to The Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. Thank you all for hanging out with me today. Know that I appreciate you always. So success is never done alone. It's why we have teams, and there are millions of teams that get built every day. And when you want to build something extraordinary, you need key people on your team. So watching the Golden State Warriors win it all, they say that this championship hits them a little bit different. So how do you build a great team? What can we learn from the champions? And as most of you know, I am a total sports mom, especially when it comes to basketball and football, because my kids play it. A lot of things I see in business, I can relate to sports. And this last series of the Golden State Warriors and the Celtics was one to watch, because you didn't always know who was going to win the game. There were moments where the team was up by so many points, up to like even 20 plus points, and the other team came back to win the game. And in the end, the Warriors became the champions. And being born and raised in the Bay Area, our family was definitely excited. So I want to tell you guys a really quick story. When my kids were little and were really getting into basketball, they absolutely loved Curry. There was a special moment in our family that we did that we will always remember for the rest of their lives. We received courtside tickets from one of my partners, and it was the day after Thanksgiving, and they had played the Suns. And as you know, that sometimes when it's a holiday game or the day after a holiday, there's celebrities in the building. So we had the option to sell the tickets because the Warriors were on this massive streak a few years back where they kept winning even on the road. And of course, my kids said no, and they decided to go to the game. We were excited. They were excited. We had ice cream and food when we got to the VIP area. And when they sat down, it was like the best thing on earth. At first, it was the ice cream and the food, and they were like, we can have as much as we want. Then when they sat down, they got to sit next to a golfer named Bubba Watson and a Cardinals player, which was Larry Fitzgerald. And they were in so much awe, like watching them on TV and then actually sitting right next to them. They could not believe it. And of course, when the Warriors had stepped on the court for warmups, they were excited. Their face said it all. Their reactions were priceless. And you just remember those moments as parents. And at the end of the game, they wanted to go near the tunnel so that they could give all the players high fives before they went into the locker room. They had their Curry hats on with the number 30, and they were excited as he was coming down almost into the tunnel. And what he did was he took off his shoes and he gave them to Bryce at the time. And of course, his brother was super excited. But what even got better was he brought both Bryce and Brexton in the back to go sign his shoes. And what a dream for Bryce and even Brexton, because he got to experience and be a part of that. And of course, the next day, Bryce was all over ESPN of Curry giving away his shoes to a kid. And it was one of the best moments ever, as like Bryce has written about it in school in his essay. And it's just really cool to see that you can create those types of memories. So I always love when you can create special moments. And speaking of special moments, the Warriors had a special moment with this championship. Even though they had, this was their fourth, this one definitely hit a little bit different. And it was because they, for the last 2 years, they had gone through so much. It gave me so much chills and emotions when they talked about it and when Curry got his MVP. It made me think of what really makes a great team. I'm surrounded by some of the best teams in the country, and I'm surrounded by an amazing team of my own. And in this episode, I want to break down the lessons that we can learn from the Warriors and what makes them a championship team and the four common C's extraordinary teams have. So like with the Warriors, I noticed that they have and they share the same vision. They understand that pressure is a privilege regardless of circumstances. They rise to those special moments. They rise to the occasions. They rise to every challenge. They rise to the adversity. And they trust their team members. They're not afraid to pass the ball. They know that teamwork drives success. They communicate. And even when they make mistakes, they don't get mad at each other. They own it. They say, "My bad." You can see it. And they exemplify leadership on a totally different level. And at the end of the day, the best teams have four C's in common, with number one, clarity. They have a shared vision and goal. Not just the leader, not just the coach, not just the players, but everyone in the organization shared the same vision. They believe that there is strength in numbers. Coach Kerr said it, "These last 2 years were rough, but the whole organization, even from the front of the office, they knew who to find to make us better while several key players were out," to every single person in the Warriors organization. I thought that was awesome that he had acknowledged that it wasn't just the players. It wasn't just his coaching. It wasn't just his assistant coaches. It was every single person that made them who they are today and made them get to the final round and become champions. Number two is connections. There's a connection between all the players, between all the people that are involved, between everyone in the organization. They trust each other, especially on the team. When I say that they're not afraid to pass the ball, they understand the cohesiveness of a team and they know that teamwork drives success. Many of you know that most of my weekends are filled with basketball games. Having my husband who had played and coaches our kids, I have watched hundreds, maybe even thousands of basketball games. And I can tell you, when a team connects and trusts each other, it's so much more fun to watch. They understand moving the ball, the screening, the switches. They're getting guys open so that everyone else can shine in their roles. Teams are not a one-person show. And I see that sometimes even in different industries where one person always gets the spotlight. What I love about this team and the Warriors is they're not afraid to let others shine. Coach Kerr and Klay and other teammates said they wanted to win for Steph. I absolutely love that. And as you look in your environment, whether it's your friends or in your work teams, your organizations, are the people you're surrounding yourself with wanting to see you succeed, get that spotlight and cheer you on? Number three, communication. They communicate. They understand the importance of high-level communication every time they step on and off that court. They're willing to own their mistakes, not blame each other. They respect each other. Most teams and organizations break down because of communication. They're afraid to give each other feedback. They're afraid to offer solutions. They're silo conversations, which turns into a lack of trust. For the teams to perform at the highest level, communication is necessary. Great communication creates confidence among team members. Organizations that have great communications have a rhythm and a cadence. When there is great communication, people feel heard, they feel valued, they feel seen. And so what are some of the ways that you can improve on when it comes to communication? This doesn't just mean verbal. This can also mean email and text, because those written communications can be misinterpreted. Number four is commitment. Great teams have an unwavering commitment to each other and to the vision. They are accountable. They are committed to getting better. Regardless of the communication, the Warriors showed us that the right guys stepped up when they needed to. even the guys that were newer. They were accountable, they were coachable, and they came from contribution. They do whatever it takes to get things done or to get it to the finish line. They support each other's decisions. They're collaborative. Championship teams believe in a collective strength and greatness they won't find on their own. It's no different in business. In our coaching business, the ones that are committed and that are collaborative see the results a lot quicker. This starts with leadership from the top. Building teams is not easy when there is different leadership, management, communication, and behavioral styles. With some organizations that have teams remotely, how do you continue to cultivate greatness and cohesiveness? Championship teams have four C's in common, which is clarity, communication, connection, and commitment, and it's all vital to their success. Like Michael Jordan says, talent wins games, but teamwork wins championship. Today, my friends, I want to challenge you to think about your teams, whether it's your family, your work team, your department, your advisor team. If you are playing for the championship, would you feel confident? If not, who do you need to bring into your world? Who may be the talent that you're missing that can get you to the next level, that can get you to that championship? Continue playing bigger, my friends. Thank you all for hanging out with me today. And if you are looking to play bigger, I have a few things I'd like to share with you as being part of my community, from events to an exclusive luxury retreat at the end of the year to having a few amazing opportunities that people in my network have when it comes to building something special. Go to www.letsplaybigger.com and I can't wait to connect. You never know what can happen when you take that first step. Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.